Unit 18, The Slipper Slip-Up. Almost everyone knows Cinderella. There are many versions of this common tale. We are probably most familiar with the French one, in which the fairy godmother uses her power to transform the girl dressed in rags into a beautiful maiden all ready for the palace ball. However, she is told that she must not stay out past midnight, because you know the story. You know the problem that develops when this young lady stays a little longer. What's interesting about this French tale is the part about the glass slippers. This story didn't have glass slippers until Charles Perrault made a mistake. He didn't understand a French word. Before Perrault's version, Cinderella's shoes were made of fur, or verre in French. He confused verre with verre, meaning glass. Of course, fur shoes would keep Cinderella's feet warm in the deep snow of winter. What do you think? Were glass slippers instead of furry ones a good change or not? Why? I think that was not a good change. Okay, down here at the bottom, you're going to write four story words for which there's an antonym. Now, these can be words that you've written up in the blanks, or it can be words that they've already given to you up in the blanks. So that story about the Cinderella's slipper, you're going to pick four words that do have an antonym. So you're going to write those words on the lines, and then next to them, you're going to write the antonyms for those words, the opposites. Okay, so just start reading the story. If you find a word that you know that there's an opposite for that, write the word, write the opposite, write the antonym for it. All right, good luck.